Marine Le Pen holds commanding lead in French presidential election to replace Macron. By Kurt Zindelka on August 30, 2026. National rally leader Marine Le Pen continues to dominate the field of prospective presidential candidates to replace Emmanuel Macron in next year's critical election, which is set to define French and European politics for years to come. With just 8 months left before voters in France head to the polls to select their next president, a survey conducted by ELABE has found that three-time presidential candidate Marine Le Pen is on course for a historic victory, besting all current opponents in both rounds of voting. Depending on the composition of the first round, the pollster predicted that the National Rally leader would garner between 34 and 35.5% of the votes, being bolstered by 1 in 5 former Républicain voters defecting to her cause. In a distant second place, former Macronist Prime Minister and current mayor of Le Havre, Edouard Philippe, is projected to secure 17 to 20.5% of first-round votes. Meanwhile, fellow former Macron Prime Minister Gabriel Attal has seen his support slide over the past month down to 12 to 12.5%. However, his candidacy may prove critical as a spoiler against Philippe, potentially splitting the centrist vote and allowing for insurgent far-leftist Jean-Luc Mélenchon to reach the second round of voting. While Mélenchon has seen his support decline as well, the 75-year-old radical leader of La France Insoumise, France in Rebellion / LFI, maintains 14 to 14.5% of voting intentions, according to the poll. Some of Mélenchon's vote appears to be moving towards the younger and more media-friendly leftist MEP Raphael Glucksmann, who has seen his support climb to between 11.5 and 14%. Le Pen's challengers on the right have yet to gain any serious momentum, with both former Interior Minister Bruno Retailleau and Reconquest leader Éric Zemmour being projected to be easily eliminated following the first round of voting at 6-7% and 4-4.5%, respectively. Turning to potential second-round matchups, the National Rally leader also holds a lead over all current candidates. The poll predicted that she would see the largest margin of victory against Mélenchon, with a survey estimating a staggering 69.5-30.5% result. Le Pen would also secure comfortable victories over Raphael Glucksmann or Gabriel Attal, besting both left-wing candidates by a margin of 57-43%. Edouard Philippe remains her most difficult opponent in the second round, yet she is still predicted to win by 52.5%-47.5%. Her dominant position in the polling comes despite the decades-long demonization of her and the Le Pen dynasty by the Paris press and political establishment, perhaps demonstrating the popularity of her anti-mass migration platform with the French public. On Friday, Le Pen's second-in-command and likely prime minister, Jordan Bardella, said that if elected, the National Rally would immediately initiate a nationwide referendum on immigration, allowing the French people to have their voices heard on the abolition of birthright citizenship, welfare being reserved for citizens, and the systematic expulsion of foreign offenders and criminals. Immigration threatens our security and our public finances. Of the 500,000 people who enter France legally each year, only 50,000 have an employment contract. The others are a burden on the taxpayer. This is no longer acceptable. We will finally restore order, he said. Should Le Pen break through in France and enact a hardline immigration agenda, it could serve to break the taboo throughout the European Union, which has long been dominated by open borders advocates who have attempted to impose so-called cordon sanitaire firewalls against nationalist populist parties that advocate for stemming the tide of foreigners into the continent. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka @Breitbart.com.